I'm by all accounts responsible for what happened.
Britain's Kensington Palace says the Prince and Princess of Wales are enormously touched by kind messages after Kate announced she is being treated for cancer. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot, the next jackpot Monday, now worth an estimated $800 million. This is ABC News. A search is underway for a murderous mountain lion in Northern California.
Authorities say the mountain lion killed one man and injured another as the two were out hunting for shed antlers in El Dorado County. An 18-year-old man calling sheriffs to report that he and his 21-year-old brother had been attacked.
Mountain lion attack. The RP will be waiting in his vehicle, also injured.
Deputies arrived to find the younger brother with serious injuries to his face. Minutes later, they say they found the mountain lion crouched next to the body of the older brother. Authorities fired guns, scaring away the cat. A search for it continues. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's the first fatal encounter since 2004 in California. In Central Texas, a community is rallying to support the elementary school where students and staff were on a bus traveling back from a class trip. One child was killed, and authorities say three staff members and two students are still hospitalized. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is getting some help from Washington to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Mike Mohn has more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission say Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That means the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its approach over the next 5 years. Martha Cranley, State Director for AARP Wisconsin, calls it a robust plan, noting that older populations continue to face challenges in being connected to the digital world.
We know that at least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected, either because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Cranley says the lack of connection is especially concerning in rural areas across northern Wisconsin, where aging communities have limited resources. Stakeholders also note an infusion of new aid is helpful with the federal government's Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides discounts on monthly internet bills for eligible households in danger of running out of money. Cranley says the state's plan came together following extensive public outreach in which her organization helped convey the need for improved internet access for those 50 and older.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Overall, Governor Evers says the plan's federal approval means more than 410,000 homes and businesses will be better positioned to be connected to new or improved high-speed internet service. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks against the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game. It's the Women's Empowerment Game, honoring career women in the workplace. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think women in sports is important in society. There's so many stats behind that. You know, Fortune 500 companies are run by a lot of women who were in sports. Actually, the majority of those women were in sports in some way. Really important, not just as a player. I'm saying as a student manager, as a reporter. It's just really important. The self-confidence. I mean, all those stats say that when you're involved in sports and you're a woman, there's less abuse, there's less everything. It's good that we're doing that. It's good that the league is doing that. You know, it reminds me a lot of, you know, when I first started coaching, a black young coach. And now they just say a young coach. Hopefully someday we get to that point.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. From Fiserv Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter storm warning goes into effect for today, and it will remain in effect until midday Monday, thanks to heavy snow, 8 to 12 inches between now and tomorrow afternoon. Highs today reaching the lower 30s, and it will be very breezy. Right now, it's 22.
This week on Viewpoints.
All that was a direct rebuke to the messaging that we get as older women, that we're sort of on this downhill slide of cognitive decline and frail bones, and certainly, you know, we're boring.
A lesson on venturing outside your comfort zone. Then,
they're very able to put up with noise and traffic and all the other disturbances that humans bring to the environment.
Our long and complicated coexistence with white-tailed deer. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended silver unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today, one in six Americans are 65 and older, according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau. This equates to about 55 million people who are in this older stage of life. Oftentimes, the advice towards this population is to take it easy, be careful, and to embrace this slower chapter of life. But what if instead of slowing down, you sped up?
The science is pretty clear that the way we look at our own aging is going to predict how well we age. So if we have a negative view of aging and we think of ourselves as having a narrower life and we're less relevant and we're frail and we're on a cognitive decline, actually those things start to happen. The opposite is true too. If you have a positive view on your life, then you will have a healthier, more vibrant life. And the statistics show that you live 7 years longer. Of course, the question then is, oh, okay, well, thank you for giving me that science, but how do we get that positive outlook in a culture that doesn't respect aging?
That's Caroline Paul, the author of Tough Broad, From Boogie Boarding to Wing Walking, How Outdoor Adventure Improves Our Lives as We Age. Today, Paul is 61 years young and spends her days traveling, piloting aircraft, and trying new things. She shares how so many people in her life fear aging and have spent so much time, money, and energy trying to turn back the clock. Because of this, she's pushed for a different focus, one that centers around embracing aging and how to keep expanding your horizons as you get older.
What I found was that going outside is an antidote to so many things that drop away as we age, so that not only community, but sense of purpose drops away, I think. Our health certainly drops away. And novelty, too. I think there was, as we get older, we don't learn something new. When I started this book, I asked my friends, like, what's the last time you learned something new? And most people hadn't, because we're older and we think we know what we like, which is great in itself, but also our brain needs to have that kind of scintillation.
And it can feel hard to push these boundaries. Maybe the shift comes after several years of staying in your own lane. Sometimes it just takes one nudge to try something new.
Sometimes mere chance, sometimes because their doctor said they needed to, sometimes because a friend said, hey, come out with me. And they said, oh, okay, might as well. But they started it and it really changed their life. And doing it with other people is so vitalizing. And again, it's a direct rebuke to this idea that, you know, we're not relevant to the culture as we age.
Paul says part of her positive mindset today towards aging stems from the example set by her mom.
When she was 60, she moved to a new town. She was heartbroken after a breakup of after 20 years with a partner. And she decided to join a cycling group. I mean, she didn't really have any outdoor background at all, but she figured this was something that could be a distraction. And instead, it became a huge passion. And what I saw was suddenly that she was leading this very social life, full of adventure. She was outside all the time. She was super fit, and she was really happy.
Paul has always embraced this adventurous, adrenaline-filled lifestyle across every period of her life. At age 20, she became a licensed pilot. She loves whitewater rafting out west and travels to different countries to explore the remote foothills on mountain bike. For research for her book, she spoke to several seniors who tried something new themselves.
I talked to Miss Kitty Weston-Nauer, who is, her race name is Miss Kitty, and she's a BMX bike racer. She's in fact the oldest female bike racer racing today. She's 74, and it's an individual sport. And I really went to talk to her because I thought, yeah, this is the, what would competition do to our, you know, neural system and how it would enliven us. And in fact, what I found is that even though she was engaging in an individual race, it was really all about community.
This feeling of community was also forged through boogie boarding. Paul traveled to the coast of San Diego to try it out with a group of women in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
It's a really simple sport. It's basically a little cafeteria tray-like flotation device. And you stand at the, in this case, sort of in the whitewater area after a wave broke, in the Pacific Ocean, though. And you wait till the wave catches you, and then you lie on your back, and you're propelled to shore. And you often wear fins. What I found was, as a surfer myself, that I did approach boogie boarding with a little bit of like, it's not really an adventure per se, but I'm interested in seeing how older people who don't have a background in the outdoors could really take to this. I think I went in it with a little bit of hubris. And what I found was the very simplicity of the sport is why it's so beautiful, because you're not tangled up in all this skill learning. You just get to the essence of it, which is, frankly, play, which we do not do enough of as adults.
Another woman Paul spoke to for her research was 52-year-old base jumper Sean Brokman. She's been jumping off cliffs for years and is a great example of overcoming some of the fear that comes with these high adrenaline activities.
Base jumping means you're going to walk to the edge of a cliff, and then on the count of three, you basically chuck yourself off, and then you, well, she said fly, I say fall, for about 10 seconds, and then you throw a parachute, and then you float to the ground. It's considered one of the most dangerous sports in the world.
Even though overcoming fear is a big part of this sport, Brokman didn't shy away from her emotions in the lead up to the jump.
Her husband called her the reluctant base jumper because she was nervous for weeks before a jump. And yet she did it. And I was asking her, well, why did you do it? And basically it's because she and a lot of the women I knew understood that fear is good. It tells you that you should maybe pay more attention, but it is not necessarily a reason not to do something. In fact, it often offers you a portal into something that turns into exhilaration. And you're pushing your comfort zones, you're learning something new, all these things, again, that drop away as we age. So yeah, fear is an integral part. It's just not a reason not to do something.
Paul also emphasizes that you don't have to take up whitewater rafting or mountaineering to put yourself out there. Getting outside and trying something new can also mean a low-impact, non-extreme pastime like birdwatching.
Birdwatching had all the emotional elements of an adventure. We were on a quest. There was anticipation. There was exhilaration when we saw the bird. There was boredom. There was physical exertion. So during the course of this book, I changed my definition of adventure. And I want people to be clear on that. You do not have to base jump in order to have a fulfilling aging experience.
And you can start this at any age. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 70. Paul recommends doing a quick online search for activities and groups getting together near you.
Alona Aguayo, who took up sea kayaking, She also would go on meetups. So there's these groups that meet and you don't necessarily know anybody. You meet on a Saturday at 9 o'clock and you go for a walk. When I talked to a triathlete, she used an app to learn to run. So all she did was run on her own for a long time. But as she decided she wanted to get better at running, she thought, well, I'll join a group. And in fact, it was incredibly vitalizing. So she would get up at 5 a.m. to run with, let's say, Black Girls Run in the morning. And then you learn from people about races, you learn better techniques. And frankly, it's easier to get up, as she told me, you know, at 5:45 when there's a group of people waiting for you.
It's never too late to try something new. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Caroline Paul, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out her book, Tough Broad, now available online and in select bookstores. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, white-tailed deer management in the modern world when Viewpoints returns.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Join Macy's and Girls, Inc. now during Women's History Month and help empower young women and girls. Throughout March, you can round up your in-store purchase to the nearest dollar or donate online to help us support Girls, Inc. Since 2020, we've raised over $5.7 million to prepare 220,000 Girls, Inc. participants to pursue their dreams. Give back today, shop women-owned brands, and find out how we're creating brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose. Every year, about 200 motorists in the U.S. are killed in crashes involving deer. That's according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. These fatal incidents often take place between October and December during mating season, when deer are more active. Outside of this window, it's also common to cross paths with this animal throughout the year. If you live in the suburbs, you may see a deer almost every day. While you might think of them as creatures of the forest, experts say this title is a bit outdated.
From an ecological point of view, they are edge creatures. So, you know, ecologists call those ecotones, zones where one habitat kind of meets another. So you might have a place where a forest meets a meadow or an open field.
That's Erica Hauser, author of The Age of Deer, Trouble, and Kinship with Our Wild Neighbors.
In our modern world, we have created many, many more edges by building roads. And in the suburbs, for example, there are just edges everywhere where, you know, there might be a little bit of woods where that meets a yard or a park. Power line cuts through the woods, those are edges. And they like those habitats because they tend to have a lot of kind of low growing, bushy vegetation. And so that's where they find the most food. It's actually easier for them to find food in those places as compared with mature woods where most of the foliage is out of reach.
Hauser lives in rural Virginia, right up against a national forest, and spots deer often, but doesn't see nearly as many as her friends who live in the suburbs of Charlottesville.
In general, especially white-tailed deer in the eastern U.S. are very adaptable. They're very able to put up with noise and traffic and all the other disturbances that humans bring to the environment. So although we imagine them as sort of creatures of the deep, dark woods, they really aren't. And it turns out that they can do very, very well in and among our places that we've created.
Deer have been an important provider animal for humans for thousands of years. Early humans hunted them for their meat, used their hides for clothing and shelter, and turned their bones into tools and other useful items. Hauser says that at one point, deer in the U.S. were hunted to the point of near extinction.
There was just this kind of surge in hunting that happened in the 16, 1700s and into the 1800s, which drove the population way down. So by the time the 20th century was beginning, the deer population in North America was at an all-time low. It was so low that in many states there were no deer at all.
To counter this dip, deer conservation efforts ramped up and focused in on sparse population areas. However, today it may seem like these efforts have worked a little too well.
That's a conventional wisdom that you hear about deer. I had always heard that growing up in Pennsylvania. And so I knew I was going to have to investigate that. Is that true? And one of the first conversations I had about that was with a wildlife biologist here in Virginia. I said, well, are they really overpopulated? And his answer was so intriguing. He said, there are two ways to look at that. There's biological carrying capacity, which refers to how many deer the habitat can support in a sustainable way. And then there's cultural carrying capacity, which refers to how many deer people will tolerate in their environment. And these numbers are quite different from each other.
She says that although deer are one of the most heavily studied animals in the world, no one knows what the actual biological carrying capacity is.
There's a consensus that in some places there are too many deer for the habitat. They have effects on obviously vegetation, but also on soil and therefore erosion and the way water runs off. And of course, if you're affecting the vegetation, then you're also going to, if there's a cascade effect of insects and therefore on birds. So they can have quite an impact on a habitat. And I think there is a consensus that in some places there are too many for the habitat to support, and it's going to affect the way forests are able to regenerate in the future. But as far as what that actual number is, it's, you know, you'll find a lot of different answers to that.
On the other hand, the cultural carrying capacity tends to be quite a bit lower than the biological one. In other words, people want far fewer deer in their area, even if the surrounding habitat can support them.
When communities find themselves coming up against that limit, where vehicle collisions, that's one of the big reasons that people might start to feel like there are too many deer in our community. Also, Lyme disease is a factor, and damage to landscaping plants. All these things spur people to start saying, we have too many deer, we've got to do something about it. But the idea of culling or managed hunts in suburban or urban places tends to be very controversial and very upsetting to a lot of people. So communities go through often a pretty painful process of trying to make that decision, and it just becomes quite a mess.
Hauser says these disputes stem from people's very mixed perceptions. While some may view deer as a hunting target, others take one look at the animal and see Walt Disney's Bambi.
It's got to be one of the most influential films that is part of American culture, because it really did set up this idea that the deer are, and the other creatures are, innocent and lovable and just trying to live their lives, and that hunters are evil murderers, basically. And as soon as that film came out, the hunting community knew that it was going to be a PR disaster for them, and they were right.
Despite the public outcry from Bambi, deer hunting is still a huge industry here. One big part of the chase is to acquire this trophy piece.
If you pick up a hunting magazine, you will get the impression that mostly what people are interested in is large antlers because they're just so emphasized in the media and in that part of the hunting culture.
She says laws around hunting vary from state to state, as do questions of morality. For example, some hunters put out mineral supplements for deer to make their antlers grow larger. Others plant crops that will attract the animals to their backyard, which gives the hunter a convenient place to sit and simply wait for their prey to appear.
You could step over the state line and be, you know, go from a place where it's legal to bait deer to a place where it's not legal to bait deer. And these are kind of ongoing debates in the hunting world, whether these things are okay to do or not. I feel for those officials who end up having to make the call, you know, often under a lot of public pressure, because I think ethically and morally, it's just a really, really tangled, difficult issue.
Erica Hauser's book, The Age of Deer, Trouble, and Kinship with Our Wild Neighbors, is available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about this topic, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Do you make an effort to recycle the items that you use? Well, most would say yes, whether it's a glass bottle or plastic to-go container. Rinsing it out and dropping it into a recycling bin makes us feel better, like we're helping the planet. But what if a large portion of these items, despite being listed as recyclable, still end up in landfills? Experts say that this is an all too common end for plastic in particular. In fact, the U.S. is the number one plastic polluter in the world. As of last year, only 5-6% of this material was recycled in America, according to the nonprofit Beyond Plastics. Worldwide, less than 10% of all plastic is recycled. Why are these numbers so low? One reason is that there are many different types of plastic with different chemical additives, and they can't all be recycled together. For manufacturers and waste companies, it's much cheaper and faster to redirect this bulk trash into landfills or burn it in an incinerator. What's clear is that something needs to change. As advocates push for stricter recycling legislation, others are urging consumers to move away from plastic use in general. Some items that are recycled the least are plastic bags, cutlery, food containers, and cling wrap, which is used for packaging. So where you can, opt to use glass bottles and containers, rely on cloth bags, support local stores and farmers markets that work off less plastic packaging. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome
to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. At this year's Oscars, Emma Stone pulled off a bit of an upset to win Best Actress. In doing so, she entered a prestigious club of actors with multiple Oscar wins, joining the likes of Denzel Washington, Jane Fonda, and Tom Hanks with two. Only seven actors or actresses have ever won a third acting Oscar, and only Katharine Hepburn has ever earned a fourth. Now, Emma Stone, just 35 years old, has the rest of her life to try and join that even more rarefied company. Stone's meteoric rise to the vaunted halls of Hollywood history began in an unlikely place, as her first movie role was in 2007's Superbad. She followed that up with years of comedy acting that, to me, peaked with the 2010 hit Easy A, a delightful teen comedy that completely rests on Stone's shoulders. Next was Friends with Benefits, then Crazy Stupid Love, and then came her dramatic breakthrough in The Help. After that, she jumped into the Hollywood franchise machine, playing Gwen Stacy in two Spider-Man movies, and then in 2014, she earned her first Oscar nomination for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. When I think of Emma Stone, I think of quick-witted relatability in every woman who audiences latch onto as someone they want to be or be with or be her best friend. She broke hearts in La La Land, was delightful in the 101 Dalmatians spinoff Cruella, and put on a performance unlike anything I've ever seen before in Poor Things. And she's immediately back to work, having already filmed her next collaboration with director Yorgos Lanthimos in Kinds of Kindness, and currently filming on director Ari Aster's next film, Eddington, along with Joaquin Phoenix, Austin Butler, and Pedro Pascal. Emma Stone is a Hollywood legend at 35, and now we all get to watch her take us wherever she wants for the rest of her career. How lucky are we? I'm Evan Rook.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent beads.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
And I'm breaking down. You true love should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell, and you were so innocent, but you were stealing my. Thank you.
bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. Whoa. 16.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark picks you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone.
country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads, Carolina, tails, California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am." Hey, fan like I am.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.